Our topic today on behalf of our Getting Green segment, Green Homes. Brett Little, glad you are back here with us on this makeshift set, Executive Director of the Green Home Institute. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yay, I'm glad that we can talk in a different setting. Any problems finding us here?
No, great location.
It is kind of cool in the corner. I always like to know a bit about you and how you spend your day, your role with, and who is the Green Home Institute, Brett?
We are a nonprofit here in Grand Rapids, actually celebrating our 15th year this year, and we serve to help people make better choices when designing and building and remodeling their homes to make them greener and healthier.
What is the mission of your organization?
Our mission is to empower people to make healthier and more sustainable choices in the construction and renovation of the places we live.
How are we doing?
We're getting better. Yeah. Things are getting easier. Things are getting better. The conversation is being elevated, and so that really helps. But certainly have some ways to go in how far we'd like to take things. So, yeah.
The Green Home Institute. What does the institute offer?
We have training for professionals and homeowners on how and why to do this, accessing tools on our website, resources, guidance, if you will, like a checklist, how to put a team together of contractors with different skill sets to accomplish these goals, what incentives might be available to help you fund this, and then we also do energy audits, inspections to make sure things are done correctly.
Specifically, the features of a green home. What are some of these compared to traditional?
Yeah, so some very simple things. If you're building a new home or even rehabbing a home, putting what they call now outsolation, insulation on the outside of the house, wrapping it around, air sealing the home, keeping water out of it. That's an easy thing that can be done, but something that can make a huge impact. Another thing is looking at health components of the home. So properly venting your bathroom, having the fan properly working, having it venting out the attic. Same with your kitchen. You want to have your kitchen exhaust venting, which can lead to health issues in the home and durability issues if it's not properly vented. So very simple things, but a lot of things that people do miss that we try to help out with.
Is this affordable?
Yeah. So with affordability, we look at first costs. And so sometimes some of these costs can cost a little bit in the upfront, but the payback in both the energy savings and then the durability of your home, not having failures, water, mold damage, and then also health issues. If your kid doesn't get asthma or has less issues with their allergies, what is the value of that?
If one has a home that I'll say was built in the 1920s, can we go green?
Well, I do have a home that was built in the 1920s, in 1928, in Grand Rapids.
And so do I. Are we neighbors?
We may be. and so, we got the first Michigan Green Star Bronze certification on that house by following some very simple and easy steps that we have listed on our website. Every home is different. There's different things going on, but some basic things that can be done to, help the home go green.
So where do you send us? How would someone go about learning about what is available and the resources, Brett?
So we definitely encourage people to go to our website, thegreenhomeinstitute.org, and there they can find access to online training. They can find access to some of the checklists that give you the who, what, where, and why, how to do this, how to manage your home, what to look for. And then also there is a place where they could find more information about doing an audit or an inspection, working with us to come in and test the home, see what opportunities there are, what the biggest bang for your buck is for reducing your energy, improving your health and comfort. Right on our website, all those resources do exist, and you can check them out there.
Great. Brett Little, our guest on this edition of Getting Green, the topic Green Homes. Brett, Executive Director of the Green Home Institute. You looks like you might be doing some statewide activities. Is there an upcoming tour in Ann Arbor you'd like to talk about?
So on our website, you can check out the events. One of the tours just happened this weekend, and they're going to do another one. This is a home with one of the architects we work with called the Visible Green Tour. It's a new construction. It's a living building home. And so what that means is it's ideally going to be net positive. So it's going to put more energy back on the grid than it takes over a year. It's going to clean all of the rainwater it captures on the site, and it's going to be made out of healthy materials that are mostly regionally and locally sourced, to name a few other things. And so the architect is going to be putting on these pre-drywall tours to help people understand what goes in behind the walls of one of these types of homes.
That crowd that just walked by took our picture, but you were focused. Also, there's work being done in Traverse City.
Yes, correct. Really neat. The Habitat for Humanity Grand Traverse region up there, they actually they were one of the semi-finalists in the Governor's Energy Awards of Excellence for what they're doing. They have zero energy homes, neighborhood being built right outside of downtown. Really cool homes. And right now they're hopefully going to be working with us to do some tours of the ones that are coming up right now. Yep.
Again, statewide is a good thing. I want you to go in, Brett, if you would, to a little of the advocacy work that the Institute has been working on.
Yeah, great. So there is a House bill that passed the Senate about 5 years ago with zero opposition, and it had to do with building new homes. And this is in Michigan. And, you know, when the economy tanked, the bill kind of just stalled because nobody was building anything new. Now a House representative, Derek Miller, is taking that back up. He's in the Energy Committee, and he's looking at putting some incentives together for people who either build or remodel their homes to a green certification, such as LEED or such as the National Green Building Standard.
Yep. So what else needs to be shared, Brett?
Really, we just encourage you to go onto our website, greenhomeinstitute.org, if you're interested in improving energy efficiency, making your home better, healthier, whether you're building new or remodeling. Check out the different things we have on our website. Check out the financing available to help you achieve your goals. And, you know, if you have any questions, you know, we're there. And just let us know anything simple. We'd love to help.
Green roofs growing? In our area? I mean, could a home have a green roof?
That's a great question. We do see it once in a while. It certainly is very expensive to get the detailing right so that the roof doesn't leak. But we are starting to see the cost coming down on green roof applications.
And change my light bulbs to the better deal there?
Yeah, put the LEDs in and you'll love it.
Yeah, great. All right, one more time, information. Brett Little, Executive Director of the Green Home Institute. Your website?
GreenHomeInstitute.org.
Great. All right. We speak again. Thank you on behalf of our Getting Green segment, your topic, green homes, because you're all about that Green Home Institute. Take care, Brett.
Thank you, Shelley.
Enjoy your day. Yes.